All right. Rap Pack for show. We back live on the L. Rap Pack Radio. WBLZ Sports 102.1. Governor's Park. Downtown Denver, Colorado. We in the building for another week. Giving you the best of L's in sports talk. Radio. Yeah, I'm getting a little hype here listening to my metal in the background. But it's all good. Cause we back. And guess who we got on the line? Chester! What's going on, man?
Man, you coming in all funky.
What, man?
I can't hardly hear you, man. What's going on with you?
Nothing much, man. What you doing, man?
I'm finna go to sleep, man. You took too long to answer the phone.
What?
It took an hour. People out there in TV land, radio station land,
look, man,
podcast land. Man took an hour and a half to answer the phone.
No.
First he came on late. I'm finna complain. I'm finna write the station. First he came on late. Then I'm trying to call. It took me 30 minutes to call. Get through. I'm finna go to sleep.
Then hold on. Then you came through. I picked it up. Dude, I'm telling you. Skype.
Did it drop?
It's Skype, man. It's Skype. I'm telling you, man. Look, the Skype done worked once. And that was when we did our draft coverage.
I'm calling the company.
I'm GoFundMe a phone line, dog.
Man, this is ridiculous. I can't be calling me and getting dropped. And then calling back and then nobody answer. Ain't nobody answer the phone lines, man.
Look, no.
That's not how this supposed to be.
Look, this is what happened, right? So you called the first time I picked up, and then it dropped you out. Well, the next time you called back, I'm in the middle of a segment, so if I'd have picked up your end, it would have hung up his end. Dude, I'm telling you, man, you don't understand the frustration I done had with Skype the last 6 weeks to 2 months.
All I hear is blah, 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 drop. That's it. I'm writing your superiors and letting them know this ain't, y'all need to go ahead and hire a couple more people to man the boards, because I can't be getting dropped like this, man. I just imagine how my boy CC out there feel, man. He
CC,
probably don't never get
look, that. CC has been CC called in on draft night, and everybody CC is Carson Cook, the left field correspondent. He got in on draft night with me and Sean Naylor and William. And it worked fine. But before then, dude, him and Sean Naylor ain't spoke to each other on the air in about 4 weeks because of Skype. It ain't even no better alternative. I done tried everything. So the only alternative left is getting a landline.
And you get circuit boards.
Yeah. That's the only alternative left to or Magic Jack.
Joke said Magic Jack. Man, you might as well get Cricket Wireless.
For real. But I got to try something, man, because I'm tired of Skype messing me up, man. I can't do this. I can't do nothing right with Skype. Doing the group call function when you're trying to do a sports talk show is kind of important, you know.
It is a little important.
Everybody ain't sitting in the studio.
That ain't what I was talking about. You need to get it right. Everybody got an off day. It's time for you to tighten up, man. You got to get everybody to be able to call in. Cause I'm telling you, ain't nothing. What, 3 months out?
Yeah,
2 months.
Oh
out.
Yeah, for the NFL season. Yeah, we can't have this problem come to NFL season.
Can't have this problem.
Nah, we really can't.
So I suggest you go ahead and get a couple bobby pins and some copper wire and straight up to your dish and get it going.
Go ahead and MacGyver something.
You got a guy or something, come tell you. can't have people. People gonna be heated this year, man. A lot of people gonna be mad.
I know, man.
A lot of people gonna be mad that their team ain't doing nothing. A lot of people gonna be happy their team doing something. It's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be a lot of frustration need to get out. You gonna have the NBA gonna be done and over with.
Yeah.
Hunt for October gonna be going on. NHL gonna be getting ready to start back up all over again. You know, badminton gonna be going on. You can't be having
badminton,
people out there.
I don't know about badminton. You watch badminton?
On Cliff just waiting to jump, man. You gotta be ready. You gotta have a parachute for him.
Hey, you watch.
Okay, you gotta have a parachute.
Parachute. You watch badminton?
Man, I watch a lot of things.
Oh, yeah?
I watch a lot of things.
You watch water polo?
Well, water polo is very interesting. How them people tread water that long, I don't know. I can't tread water 5 seconds. Them jokers in there for an hour.
Dog, look. Okay, now that we talking about treading water, and I got somebody else that done admitted they can't tread water, now I know I'm not alone. At least I know now that
I can't tread water to save my life.
Dude, I done told my wife that if we on a boat and we fall off,
I'm dead.
I'm gone. Look,
before I sink,
I'm gonna give you a kiss on the cheek, and I'm gonna give my daughter a kiss, and then I'm just gonna drop.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, I ain't gonna have enough time because I'm going down.
If I had to tread for more than 5 minutes, dude, 5 minutes.
You better have a rope.
My wife laughed.
Better have a rope.
Every time we go to the beach or the swimming pool, she out there just swimming like a fish. And then she, hey, come on out here. And I'm like, if I have to swim, I ain't going out there. I can swim to save my life, but if I can't get back to the shore within an efficient amount of time.
I ain't giving up. Bump that.
You know what? It's been real.
I'm just giving up. Ain't even gonna struggle. the only defense I got is do the back float. If that don't work, I'm gone. If I get anything up my nose, it's a wrap, bro.
That's all it takes. And you know what's funny?
And don't let something touch you. Oh God.
Hey, if you go into a panic while you're trying to swim. Look, I took swimming lessons.
Don't let you see a fin. Don't see no fin and let something touch you. You go pee.
Hey, but if you pee in the water, you're going to attract even more.
You gone.
It's gonna be like, it's gonna be like open water. It's gonna be like open water,
bruh. It could be a 2 foot shark. You is gonna pee on yourself. You gonna tell everybody you was attacked by Jaws. I don't care. Don't mess around and survive it.
Hey, I was at the beach.
I got attacked by Jaws.
And,
man, y'all should have seen this joker, man. I was probably about 7 years old. This joker thought he stepped on a stingray. I ain't never seen somebody walk on water. I heard Jesus did it. This joker right here, he walked on water. Boy, he thought he got touched by a stingray. And he had to be in. We all in the water right at the beach at Fort DeSoto.
Uh-huh.
And we all in about, I say maybe 3.5 feet of water. Maybe 3.5 feet. And he already about, at this time, I think Devo probably was about 5'9".
Hey, it's not a game, though. It's not a game.
That joker jumped, thought something touched his leg. It started hot.
It's not a game. It's not a game when I'm in the water. I'm telling you. I don't like it. I don't like being at the beach. I fish all the time. I see the things that swim around there in those same spots at nighttime. I don't like it. And I've seen too many movies where people get bit and they die. And they die in the water. So, hey, and this is one of those childhood memories here that really why I'm terrified of the water. like I said, I'll get in the beach, but I ain't going to be one of those people out there swimming by the buoys just to swim. I ain't going to be one of those.
Bruh, I don't know what's wrong with them. I don't know what's wrong. You see us fishing. You see somebody catching the sharks, and you want to just swim out by the buoys. Are you crazy?
I'm just going to go for a swim real quick, and
okay,
I'll be back.
You go ahead.
Yeah, you
ain't coming back.
See you later.
You ain't coming back. Hey, you be looking like, hey, 5 minutes past. Where he at?
Hey, before he go out, I'll be like, hey, just let me know where your wallet at so I can make sure to get back to your people when you die.
Because you ain't making it back, bro. This joke over here fishing for hammerheads, and I just saw a big fin, and you want to take a lap.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
Just stay in shape. Come on, now. Hey. That's like when people do the St. Anthony's Triathlon and they swim around the pill. Bro, some jokers out there catching sharks. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Man, look. Not too long ago, the second largest bull shark was caught right off the seawall over by the pill.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do you really think that is a safe plan of action to swim around the doggone pill?
That's the fearless, man.
A group over there. Man,
look,
bump that.
Look, mm-hmm. that's people that say that, you know, they fearless. They don't think about it because that's what they love to do. I love to swim. Look, if I love to swim, I go to the swimming pool. Therefore, the only thing bad that can happen at the swimming pool is if I drown. Now, if I drown at the swimming pool, that's my fault. Cause I can easily just walk to where I can stand up at. So, other than that, I'm not swimming in the sea.
I'm definitely not trying to hit no buoys.
No.
Well, just wait out. Just wait out a little further. Let check this out. You go ahead up to your throat, throwing the rod. Go ahead. Go on out there.
Hey,
because I'm not about that.
What you gonna do? You up to your throat, throwing a rod, and you see a fin. What you gonna do?
I had one bad experience where I waited out. Me and my friend was out there at the Skyway. We had been out there for about at least 4 or 5 hours. We catching fish left and right. On the way back in, the tide came in. I'm less than 20 yards away from the shoreline. And that junk came up to my throat. I said, never again.
And you ain't that
never
tall.
Again.
You ain't that tall to begin
I'm
with.
5'7", dog. I'm 5'7", dog. For it to come up to my throat, like literally, when I took that next step and it, I went under, oh, law, you should have seen me high step.
Hey.
Boy, oh, boy.
You
I got
forgot.
Mullet swimming all around me.
Oh, bruh. For real? You were swimming through mullet?
Bruh, I'm got mullet swimming and jumping all around.
Nah.
Do you know?
What if a dolphin? Nah, a dolphin ain't gonna kill you.
I'd have cried. I'd have been calling for mama, Jesus, little baby Jesus. I'd have been calling for everybody.
Hey, calling for Tim Tebow, everybody.
Man, look, don't let nothing go much. Okay. It could have been a manatee.
Chester.
Probably, all right, I would have slipped into a coma.
Let's speak of a manatee, right? Let's talk about the manatee. See, this is a Rat Pack Sports Show in left field. We'll get back to sports, but right now we're in left field. How would you feel if you was in the water and a pod of manatees came swimming right by you?
Mm-mm.
Am I the only one that's like no, nah, I ain't having it?
Mm-mm, bruh.
See?
A lesson I learned a long time ago, it got teeth that can bite.
Look,
I don't care.
They say it. My wife say they're harmless. They don't attack humans. I'm like, they're wild animals. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Manatees mm-hmm. are not. What if that one day, they say they not aggressive. Let's say one day I just catch the wrong one.
Man, one day you catch a zombie manatee that want to eat you.
Yeah, what if he's zombified like Walking Dead?
Just eating. They you don't go. Eat leaves no more. They eating people.
Yeah, they eating people. They tired. Oh, well, they vegetarians. That don't mean they can't smush me.
Man, them things 500 pounds. They call them sea cows for a reason.
Nah.
Yeah, I've been around people. Oh, I want to jump in and just swim with them.
Bam.
Hold up.
Hey, Chester.
Let me explain something to you. Huh?
I'm on the kayak. We on the kayak.
No.
Over in Fort DeSoto, right? It's a group of them, probably about 8-10 of them. My wife and my daughter, you know them. They like, hey, manatees, let's go over there. And I'm sitting on my kayak like, I'm going the other way. Oh my God, you scared? No. I'm like, look, those are animals. We're in their territory. What if one of them get mad, flip me off of my kayak, and I'm in 20 feet of water? What am I going to do? I'm not worried about the manatees. I'm worried about everything else that's in the water with the manatees.
Man, it's all about not touching bottom.
I don't want them type of problems, dude. If you can't touch the bottom.
It's all about not touching bottom.
If you can't touch the bottom.
Touch that bottom.
How hard is that? How hard is that going to be trying to jump on top of a kayak? I'm not trained in distress training on a kayak. I know how to sit on it and just kayak. But if I fall off, I'm in distress now. I can't get myself to calm down.
And the manatee gonna realize you're in distress and they gonna get closer.
Yeah. Oh, what's wrong with him? No, get away from me. Get away.
I need to go investigate. That's what they're gonna do. I need to go investigate.
All right. So another time, we on the kayaks, and yes, kayaking is kind of sporting. So we still talking about sports. We kayaking at Fort DeSoto again, right? We see dolphins. I'm like, cool. Shoot, let's go. Let's get close to them. Don't you know that's the time that my wife went into a panic? Oh no! They jump in people's kayaks. They could break a leg or something. I'm like, oh, nah, you scared of dolphins. But
you scared of dolphins, but you scared of manatees.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you can have Flipper, man. We watch Flipper.
Man, I watch Flipper.
Yeah.
Anything you're going to do with a dolphin is throw your rope out there. It's going to carry you out to sea. I mean, it ain't fun. But, I mean, that's what he used to do for little Sandy.
Yeah,
get stuck, motor stop on him. Guess what? He just throw the little rope out in the water, and Flipper would carry him on back in the show. I watch Flipper. I know. I don't like him when I'm fishing, but hey,
as y'all hear, we are some outdoorsmen, believe it or not. But it's certain things. There's a limit, and when it comes to water, waist deep, baby, waist deep. Hey, we go deeper than waist deep. It's a wrap, man.
You know what else? You know what else? When you go fishing,
what's that?
The raccoons.
Oh,
raccoons, man. Joker's too sneaky,
man.
Don't leave your bait on the ground, bro. They're gonna come up and take your bait. They might take your whole bucket.
Come back.
It might take.
And it's gone. Like you might have 20, two, three dozen of shrimp in that bucket, and you say, "All right, I'm gonna go. I'm going to get this bait here. I'm going to go down to the edge of the pier. I'm going to fish this bait here for a little bit." You come back, your bait bucket empty. They done got free shrimp on your behalf. Nah, you ain't got no bait.
They got sushi. They been eating sushi.
Yeah.
$10 worth of sushi going down the drain.
Them raccoons, man, they criminals. They look just like criminals. You that little black mark, they look like criminals.
They look just like the Hamburglar.
Yeah. Hamburger. Hey,
Hamburger.
We finna get Nicholas Lane in on this one. Nicholas Lane, Rat Passport Show, NBA Insider. He finna get on here and talk about manatees. I'm finna catch him off guard. Oh shoot, I forgot the Skype group call ain't working. Oh, is this Nicholas Lane? Is he on the line? Nope. Well, we can't get him. The group call function ain't working, so I'm gonna have Nicholas Lane call us back here at about 9:30, so me and Cheska can finish our segment here. So, Nicholas Lane, I'm gonna still get him with the manatees. So, he got an answer to that. Man, what is you doing over there?
Me?
Yeah. Sound like he's moving around or doing something.
I'm on the phone. All I did was click a button.
Hey, is you doing yoga again?
No, I'm not doing yoga.
Nah. You should.
One time.
Yeah, one time. That was
hot yoga. Hot yoga. Can't beat it. Loosen up all the joints.
Yeah. This fool it's here.
Right.
Call in the show. This when Skype was working. And you can actually use it. He call in the Skype. Click on, and then I get a little message that pop up. Say, oh, Chester would like the video call. So I'm thinking, okay, he just going to video chat so I can, you know, see what he's doing, look at his face. You know, I wasn't thinking that I would click over to the other end, and Chester is on the ground doing yoga the whole time we on the air.
Doing the split.
I'm like, man, what is you?
Stretch it out.
What is you doing, man? Oh,
stretch it out.
I'm doing yoga. What?
Look, yeah.
I'm all good.
Stretch it out. You just got done working out. I had to stretch it out.
I'm all good with yoga.
Stay limber.
I'm all good with yoga, but we was on the air, man. And this fool wasn't even breathing. He wasn't even breathing hard.
Gotta be able to coordinate.
Gotta be able to coordinate.
Multitask.
So let me ask you before, because I know you ain't gonna be on here that long. So, what you think about your Falcons draft?
I think they addressed everything they needed to. They lost the offensive lineman. They went and got one of those, and I knew they were gonna go after safeties and linebackers, and that's what they did. I mean, they didn't lose anybody on offense. They pretty much was able to reassure Gamble for another season. Sanu another season. I mean, you got Julio. You got your two running backs. They just need to get an offensive lineman. I don't know about their future, but this next season, they should be tough enough to give a lot of people a run at it. I think that it's going to be tough on them because not everybody kind of knows. People are coming up with a chemistry to take away that twin tower type offense. It's still hard to do, but yeah. They're kind of coming up with the old hard-hitting safeties and fast DBs so that they can stay up under the ball. But it's going to be tough on them because defensively, you know, they should have learned their lesson from the Super Bowl and got some faster linebackers. And just, you know, we just can't forget that they were playing with about 5 to 6 backups as starters. So
yeah,
getting some of them guys back, plus you go into the draft and you draft the same position for speed. They need to draft a quarterback because, you know, Matt Ryan needs somebody to put a little fire up under him. But I think I saw online everybody said he did a B+ for the draft. I think they probably did a B. I don't know about a plus. They didn't address their tight end situation, which he needs an outlet. Even if it's not a tight end, he needs to at least have 5 blockers to give him time and let Gamble play the slot position. Sanu be on the field, let Julio be on the field that's healthy, and let Coleman and Freeman either flank out or be in the backfield with them. They actually picked up a running back in the draft, which was a little odd, but they picked up a guy, and he supposedly is not fast. He's just more of a pounder, but he's not that big. I mean, he's maybe about 5'9", 5'10", maybe 200 pounds, not even that. He's maybe like 190. He's not really a speedster, but they say that he's going to fit well into the offensive scheme. Maybe it's a long-term development program that they got on him, you know, just went up because, you know, when Coleman and Freeman went down last season, It was just one.
Yeah.
So maybe they're looking for a third guy that can kind of come in and come off the practice squad and give them a little relief for one or two games throughout the season when somebody does get hurt. But I think overall they probably did a B, and everybody else kind of did the same thing. It wasn't a spectacular draft, but the biggest downfall, I think, was Chicago Bears picking that quarterback that doesn't even know what a hard count is. It's like, dude, you got a quarterback that only played one season.
Yeah, that was a terrible pickup. That's a terrible pickup.
That's a waste of first round money.
Yeah.
You know, they could have did a lot better. They could have, you know, traded another team for, you know, like a backup quarterback.
They got Mike Glennon
for next year. I know they got Mike Glennon, but I'm just saying a backup. They don't have a backup.
No, you're right. They don't have a backup.
Just trade another team to get a backup and run with that and build up your defense and offense so that, you know, you have some kind of something. And then next year in the draft, go ahead and build on top of that. But yeah, I don't know what that was. But I think everybody else kind of had a fairly decent. I know a lot of Bucks fans were upset about the whole Dalvin Cook not getting him, but from what I'm hearing, he has a lot of off-field issues.
Yeah, that's
that
what
needs
I heard.
To be cleared up.
And one thing I didn't realize about Dalvin Cook was the main concern was, I guess, he hanging around with a bad group of people. And GMs was worried about his entourage. Once he came to the league, would they be a problem for him? So I didn't know that. Something that I knew that I found out. Don't know what kind of group of people this is because I've never really heard about them. But if that, you know, seems to be a problem with, you know, most of the GMs around the league, you might want to look into disengaging with those people.
Yeah, I mean, for him to go to the Vikings, I don't think that was a bad pickup for the Vikings. I think that the Vikings might be able to do something with him. I'm not saying he's a bad running back, but hey, running backs come a dime a dozen at this point. So hey, you might want to make the best out of the situation you got.
Yeah, and I think the Vikings, by him going to Minnesota, that might be a good thing because it pulls him away from those people. He can't drag those guys with him, you know, to Minnesota. So
And he's not going to get first round money. So
they
kind of can play with what they want with him.
Yeah, his contract won't be as much.
His contract won't be that thick and guaranteed money. He might get around like $12 million guaranteed or something like that for your contract, maybe around like 2.5 a year. Because I think he was picked up in like the end of the second round or the third round, something like that. He fell hard. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I think my team did a B average, something like that.
Yeah, I give him a good. I like the defensive end they picked up. I think that kid there's gonna my opinion, based off of what's driving him to be great, is what's gonna prepare him to be great. And he's playing for more than himself. Yeah. You know, anytime somebody's playing more, you know, anytime somebody's playing for somebody else other than themselves, that's the driving force behind them that keep them working. So I think that was a great pickup for them, and that's going to offset. You got Vic Beasley on one side. You got him on the other side. I think that
now you got an outside linebacker.
Yeah.
actually play with the other starting inside linebacker. So you got speed with speed now.
Yeah.
And they kind of know each other because they went to the same school. Then you pick up a safety and then you pick up a corner. So, I mean, defensively, like I said, I think they're doing the right thing. Build your defense because you don't know what your offense is going to be able to do.
Yeah.
And you learn from your mistakes. I mean, second half, everybody was tired. You build so that no one can be tired. You know, yep. you got to get the running game down pat. Then you got to be able to pass the ball consistently. So,
yeah,
we'll see. You know, it's all just speculation right now until everybody start hitting that field.
And yeah, yeah.
That first game or two get pulled out. And so you can't judge a season on the first one or two games. You got to wait. I always tell people, wait until after the fourth game of the season.
Yeah.
After the fourth game of the season, everything starts panning out. You kind of start seeing a blueprint of what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, Chester, man.
But I'm going to get out.
Yeah.
So you can get more people on. And I will guess I might see you tomorrow. And I don't know, depending on if it rains. But all right, Rat Pack.
All right. That was Chester, everybody, signing in and real quick signing out. So. We'll have Nicholas Lane here calling up soon, but while we're waiting on him, we're going to take a break here, and when we get back, we should have Nicholas Lane on the line with us. So we'll be back, Rat Pack Sports Show, live, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR, WBLZ Sports, and also simulcasting FM 102.1, Governors Park, downtown Denver. We'll be back after this break.